The fertility of soils then is relying on the nutrient exchange between the clay minerals, the humic matter, the allophane, with the soil water. So we end up with high concentrations in the soil water. The surface chemistry of these particular things then is the main thing that's controlling the exchange process, because the outside surface is much more available to the soil water than the pore spaces on the inside. The KSP was our solubility product. Our IAP was what? Yep, iron activity product. Remember, these two work together. So if your iron activity product is larger than the KSP, what happens? You precipitate it, yeah. And if it's less, then the things stay in solution. Omega was? Degree of saturation, okay, which was coming out by looking at that expression. The KSP was their solubility product. Yep. It is a constant. It's an equilibrium constant, which you guys did some practice with in first year. So it's just a simple little one. You're taking your sample of solid, an ionic solid. You're determining what the concentration of ions is that you get in solution. From that, when the first little bit of solid sits in solution, so you keep putting solid into solution until the first little bit sits in your beaker. You then measure the concentration of the ions in solution and set that up as an equilibrium constant. Products are the reactants. The reactants are left out because the reactants are solid. That's the simple expression. So in this picture here then, what we've got for our soil water is we've got inputs from the humus, and it's in both directions, absorption and release. We have got precipitates depending on this KSP, IAP. So we're deprecipitating material or we're redissolving it. In the case of some of the ions, we'll form ion pairs. What was our example from seawater of things that formed ion pairs? Yeah, well, magnesium has to pair with an anion. Magnesium sulfate. Yeah, so that was the example of an ion pair. That can then exchange to form a free ion, such as magnesium. Then we can exchange that with the clay minerals, and we can exchange that with the oxides and the allophane. And then obviously the free ion is also able to exchange with humus. Leaching is removing into the groundwater, and then plants are the remaining thing in the picture that are pulling it out of the soil.